Blog Talk Radio.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Saturday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and in just one moment, we're going to be joining the young people around the world as we connect. We're going to come right back and talk to you about some of the exciting events coming up as we connect young people all around the world teaching podcasting and languages. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And we are so excited to talk to you every day because what we are doing is building a global network, and this is why we speak to our global family in all of the languages that you hear, because this is a time where the world is transforming. We are becoming one global family, and so it's important for us to know each other's languages. We're excited because we have a program coming up that will bridge the gap between our young people and the rest of the world. We know that in many places, young people are learning English. English may not be their first language, but they certainly are preparing themselves to get involved with other communities so that they can communicate in their language. And it's important that young people here in America be prepared the same way. That's why we have been diligent in bringing you these languages every day so you can also learn how to talk to people, and you can also make friends outside of your ethnic group. We want to see the world of the future to be harmonious. And we want young people to see themselves differently and to see languages differently. We want them to realize the tremendous power that they have as communicators to change the perception of their particular ethnicity so that it's clear that people who are particularly of African descent are intelligent, talented, skilled, and friendly. So if we are willing to teach our young people a few words of another language, they will not be afraid to speak to somebody who speaks Spanish or French or Italian or Yoruba or Twi or Swahili or Japanese or Chinese. And so when we are willing to reach out and talk to people from other communities, we'll find that there is more that we have alike than we have different. And we can stop thinking of each other as enemies. And when that happens, everything else will change, from the way we do business to the way we share culture, and we also can influence the way people see us around the world. And when we are able to change the way people see us around the world, we will also change the way people respond to us around the world. And this is an important thing to put in motion. The world is changing, and it's changing rapidly based on the way our communication systems are changing. We now have the power to talk to anybody, anywhere in the world. And we don't have to get permission to go through somebody to do it. that means we can define who we are and we can define what we do. And we can make friends instead of enemies. And this is what we want our young people to be able to do. So we are teaching the students at Betty Shabazz International Charter School the skill of podcasting. And we are preparing them for an exciting exchange with students from China who are looking forward to meeting their American counterparts because they realize that we really are all the same. And there is no need for us to fear each other because at the end of the day, everybody, as they say, puts their pants on one leg at a time. We do the same things. We all put food down our gullet. The same things that we do all the time. So if we are seriously considering changing the way the world interacts in the future, we've got to change how we see each other. And those of us who are elders might be stuck in our ways and may be too afraid to change our minds. But young people are growing up in the information age, and they are open to growth and expansion, and they're not afraid. So we want to work with the young minds that are unafraid. We want to work with those minds that have been uncorrupted. And we want to work with young minds that are willing to do something different. So this is why we are diligently working with the students at Betty Shabazz International Charter School so that they can be leaders in the future, and they can set the tone for the rest of, and this is what we will be able to do. And this is why it's critical that we set the standard for what is happening so that we can make a difference. And that is what we intend to do, make a difference everywhere in the world. And if you're listening, we want to give you an opportunity to make a difference as well, because this is one of the things that the older generation is learning, how to use the communication systems that are now available to us that were not available when we were young people. So many who are, say, over 50 are discovering that the phone you carry around is a very powerful communication device, and it can do everything. It's a camera. It's a video camera. It's a computer. It is a television. It's a radio. It's everything you need. And so if you are someone who has a smartphone, you got to be smart enough to use your phone. And you have to be smart enough to get all of the uses out of your phone so that you can connect to the world through this portable device that you are carrying everywhere. And if you are able to master the use of a cell phone, then you can do all the things that you would do with a camera, a video camera, a television, a radio, and a computer, because this cell phone is all of those things. And if you are willing to just learn how to work your cell phone, you will find out that you can talk to the entire world. And this is what we want to help you do. So if you're ready, we're going to once again talk to the world. And we want you to be ready to listen as the world speaks back. So we'll be right back. And we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back. So just stay with us. And be prepared to meet your global family.
Never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection. somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, they need to buy.
Blog Talk Radio.
Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Yes, we do want to talk to you, and we are back talking to you because we're going to teach you how to talk to the world, and we're here with our Monday morning mindfulness host, Zelda Speaks, and she speaks to you every Monday, and on Wednesday afternoons, we help young people speak to you as well. So, you know, this is exciting because we are going to connect the young people all across the continent and give them an experience of talking to their peers in China. How exciting is that?
Yes, they are excited. Yes, they are. And we are excited, too, because this is the first one-of-a-kind program for the Higher Learning Network. And the Media Connection, and the Female Solution, and the whole
Yes. So, you know, we're working this out. I've spoken to my Chinese connection, my wonderful niece, Lavinia, who is facilitating this for us overseas. And, you know, there are so many things to consider when you're communicating with a country
in a way that is an educational program and, you know, bypassed all the politics and everything, even though you had to be conscious of the politics. So, you know, we want our students to put their best foot forward, even with the questions that they ask. And we want those students to, we know, they want to put their best foot forward as well, to be able to present themselves, their families, their community, their nation, you know, in the best light possible. But one of the things we've talked about is keeping that connection so that they actually make friends. That's always been my vision, to have this generation connect all around the world and become friends, to know each other. Yeah. And when you are friends with somebody, you would never think to send a bomb to their country or to withhold food from their country. These are your friends.
Right.
And that just changes the whole dynamics of our interaction as a global family. So I'm glad that we're able to facilitate that beginning and creating an ongoing friendship between young people while they're still in elementary school. I mean, we've got 7th and 8th graders. They'll be talking to 7th and 8th graders, 6th, 7th, and 8th. They'll be talking to people that same age group, going through some of the same things, you know, pre-pubescent kinds of challenges, going through the challenge of trying to figure out where you are, who you are, and who you want to be, and just life in general at that age where you're still young enough to dream and young enough to envision the possibilities. And I envision a world where we're able to speak each other's languages so there are no language barriers. We're able to appreciate each other's culture so there's no cultural barriers. We're able to enjoy each other's food, you know, so things that help you get to know each other. And, you know, we've got some questions that the students are going to ask about those things, cultural things, experiences, education, academics, you know, what is their school experience like? So they'll get a chance to learn some things and appreciate a bit of what they have. But one of the reasons why this is a positive program for the students in China is because they have been learning other languages since they started school, and they're now learning English. And one of the reasons why my niece is a teacher there is because the Chinese government, just like the Korean government, they have a program called English program in Korea, EPIC, which my daughter was a part of. And what they want is to have English speakers who are native English speakers. They don't want their children learning an accent or learning it, you know, they don't want the Chinese students learning English with a Chinese accent. They want them to learn it from some people who speak it. So they recruit Americans. They don't want British English. They want American English. They recruit Americans to teach in countries abroad because they want their children to learn the language in the accent in which it is spoken. So when they go abroad, they don't sound like foreigners. They sound like native speakers.
Right.
So this will be a great opportunity for them to learn it, learn the language the way their peers actually speak it, you know, because they gonna hear some, you know, black dialect, a little bit of that, even though our children are intelligent, but they speak the language the way it's spoken in the country. And so that'll be a good way for those students there to learn English, even learn some common expressions, and to feel comfortable with talking to people and knowing that they're no different than us. They might look a little different, but they're really just the same. This human experience is the same everywhere you go, and that's the message we want our children to get. So that's why we're teaching podcasting, because this is a way for us to connect globally and to share information and to present knowledge and to introduce ourselves and to make it entertaining. So this is what our students are learning, and it's exciting.
And they are learning at such a rapid rate, it sometimes, it makes me pause. I was about to say it scares me, but it doesn't scare me. It just makes me aware, makes me conscious. Like, wow, we were like that when we were kids. We didn't have what's available to us.
I know. What we have now is just phenomenal. Being able to push a button on your phone and talk to somebody abroad, I mean, that was something we saw on the Jetsons, on the cartoon series growing up, and now it's a reality.
Yeah.
And we can make it work for us.
And we live to see it.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we think, oh, this is a fantasy. We'll never see it. Yeah, we're seeing it right now.
Isn't that something?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Now, you've been doing the Global Teen Talent Competition for the last several years and seeing young people showing their talent, all kinds of things. Has there anything that you experienced ever surprised you, like, wow, how are they doing that? You know, any kind of act that you've
seen? Every time I look at a video, every single time, because their knowledge of the world and the way of being is unlike anything like ours. They don't have the hang-up because they haven't been programmed like we have through radio, TV, but they're being programmed now. But, oh, Lord, where'd that come from? Okay, they are being programmed, but they still have their creativity, their genius, their watch me work it kind of attitude.
Yes. They're not afraid.
They have no fear.
Yes.
That's what it is. They have no fear. They aren't afraid of anything. They aren't even afraid if they have an idea or something that they want to do and somebody doesn't like it or agree with it. It's okay, all right, still gonna do it.
Yeah.
Was hesitant back in the day.
Yeah. So, you know, that's one of the reasons why, because we saw so much talent, they were looking at expanding it to, teens, tweens, and tots?
Teens, tweens, and tots.
Yeah.
What they are showing us is that, why are you putting a limit on our age?
Mm-hmm.
Why? And I get that all the time. It's like the children, I can call them children, the young people still have some say-so in their experience. And it is my experience that I need to grow up and learn, let them do what they want to do. You know, if it's conducive to what they are trying to portray in the public image. It's a good thing, which it usually is. It's usually not anything negative. Haven't had anything negative happen, but we did have one, but I'm not going to talk about that. that's on another show. And I think you know what I'm talking about. That has to be encompassed in a way that we all understand it, okay?
And everything is a learning experience. Yeah. And that's one thing I'm realizing about life itself is a learning experience. So everything that happens teaches you something. It teaches you something about yourself. It teaches you something about other people. It teaches you how to do something or how to not do it so that you can do it the right way. I mean, everything that you go through teaches you something and makes you better. And I'm learning that there is no such thing as a negative experience because everything teaches you something which makes you better.
It's a learning experience.
Yes.
We get so caught up in the drama of, whoa, it's me. It happened this way. I didn't do it, right? That was the way that you did it because that was the information that you had on how to do it. And when something better comes along, you'll have that information. So
that's
if it
right.
gets worked out, the world will beat you up enough. You don't have to do that. I trust.
Yes.
It's okay. It's just a learning experience. And that's what the students at Betty Shabazz International Charter School and our other group, the
CEO Superheroes. Yes.
The students are teaching me more than I ever wanted to learn.
Well, that's exciting also because we're going to get a chance to even showcase what they have learned at the Soulful Chicago Book Fair coming up. And that is really going to be an opportunity for young people to shine. for Betty Shabazz students to show what they have been taught and how what they have mastered in terms of interviewing, and what the students at the CEO Superheroes have learned in terms of articulation and expressing an idea. And it's exciting because we can see them taking what we knew in the broadcast and communications industry to a whole different level. Their audience is no longer local. It's global. And they're aware of that. So, you know, they're mastering the TikTok and the Instagram and YouTube and the Facebook. They're mastering how to use these mediums to send out a message. So just like the people who sent in videos that compete in the global team, global virtual team talent
tween,
contest.
Tweens and tots.
Tweens and tots.
Yes.
I mean, you look at putting together a video, and that's a skill. And for them to be able to perform, do the video, and some of them had some really creative kinds of editing things, but they're mastering this technology in such a way that they can go into business right out of high school, and they will have skills. Some of them already have a following, and it changes even how you plan your life. Instead of thinking, well, I can't really start living until I'm 21 and I finish college and I pay off my loans, and then I got to, so you look up in your 30 and you haven't started living yet. All that's over. You can start living right now. You can
seventh and eighth grade.
Yes, in seventh and eighth grade, you can start a business. You can have a TV audience. You can sell a product. I mean, all these things. You don't need a college degree to do these things, to get started with your life, to make money, to have a following, to sell your products, your services, your skills. You can do all that right now, and that's going to change even our economy. Instead of this debt-based economy where first you got to get a loan to pay for 4 years of education, and then another 4 years, and then, then you got to save up to pay it back, and then, you're almost 30 before you can afford to get a spouse, and then y'all too old to have children. All of that, we're not doing that. We're going to live right now because we're going to have skills that empower us right now.
And those skills come sometimes from learning that what you thought was going to work didn't work.
Yes.
A new skill is like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's no way to do it.
Yes.
Instead of, oh, man, I got it wrong, I didn't get it right. You got it right for that moment.
Yeah. And
but
you know,
better. Apply some different skills and do something different.
That's right. And knowing things are all designed to teach us, that can even help us become better parents and better teachers. Instead of us always making young people feel like they're wrong, they're bad, they're dumb, they're stupid, we can help them see that they learned something from that. Okay, this turned out this way. What did you learn from that? And they can look at it like, oh, I learned this. So now I know how to do that, because the way I did it this way, it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, so now I know how to do it this way. So instead of condemnation and shame and guilt and sadness and punishment, we're guiding them through the learning process, because that's all this earth experience is. It's a learning experience. And when we leave here, we get a chance to review what we learned. So
I wish we could take them outside, but that's not possible with the Hawk in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, we've had some unseasonable weather for a while anyway. I mean, for a minute we thought we were going to have an early spring, but I got fooled. We had snow. But, it happens every year in Chicago. People, I don't know why you all are surprised to look outside in March and see snow. It happens every year. It'll be a few days of spring, and then the snow will hit. That's Chicago weather. Don't put on the shorts yet. You're going to get pneumonia.
Is that snow?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, snow
is.
You know how you hear the weatherman and you hear and you don't hear?
Yeah.
I think I majored chosen the wrong thing in college. I should have majored in weather.
Yeah, meteorology, is that what it is? You look at the sky and
the only profession that I know in media where you can be wrong every single day of the week and still grab a big fat paycheck.
That's right. Well, we saw the clowns, but they decided to go somewhere else. Oh, well.
Right. That's not my fault.
Never mind. I know. We just have the wrong people walking outside and shorts and flip-flops and drop
and
to 30 degrees.
the audio engineer at WGCI back in the day when I was thinking about, it was about 20 years late.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of majoring in radio, I wish I had radio in meteorology, but the universe had something else in mind. So I said that to say this. Don't outthink yourself, and the choices that you make, that's the good choice for right here and right now. At some other point, you'll make another choice. So don't beat yourself up about it.
And choices, okay. I have a friend, and I'm going to have her on the show. This woman, I have watched her live about 10 different lives right in this one life. She has major careers, but they're like nothing to do with anything else, and she excels in all of them. And every time she calls me, she's got a new enterprise, and I'm like, but that has nothing to do with what you just did. But she's always just excellent in whatever she does. I'm going to have to bring her on one of these days, because she just amazes me. I'm like, you have lived at least 10 different lives within this one life. Right now, I'm watching you just be, you know, different people every couple of years. You reinvent yourself, got a whole new career, everything. But she does it with such skill, and she puts 100% into whatever she does and always top of the line. Introducing a lingerie line, and, I mean, just last time she was just all kinds of things. You know, she's just an innovative person. And I realized that you can do anything in life that you can envision. You don't have to just be this, I'll do this job for 40 years and I'll retire.
Right.
No. You can have as many different careers as you can think of. You can do it, be an entertainer over here, be an athlete over here. You can be a lawyer over there. You can be a doctor over here. Just do all it. As long as you have time, you can create things. And so you're not limited.
At the same time.
I remember when we were in high school, you know, you might be in the choir, that means you're a singer. You might be on the track team, that means you're an athlete. You know, you might be in the history club or the debate team. That means you're a speaker. I mean, you're doing all these are different careers, but you're doing all of this at the same time.
And you're excelling
at all of them. You know, you might be on the basketball team, and then you're on the football team, and then you're on, you know, the track team, and then you're doing all of this, and you do it all well. And then you're getting A's in your classes, so you're a scholar. It's doable in life, not just high school.
I don't know what grade we get. I guess it's when we get into college because they want us to focus, that we narrow it down.
Yeah.
And it goes in the back of our mind till we're 40, 50, or 60.
Yeah.
Like,
I can do one thing, and that's what I have to define myself as.
One thing.
Yeah.
You beat yourself up for not doing it.
Yeah.
And the world will help you continue to beat yourself up, and you'll wind up in a cycle of madness.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wind up on prescription pills and, you know, and so on and so forth, or drink yourself to death or shock yourself to death. One of those, you know, until you become ill. So it's like, I think we're at the right stage in our children's lives at Shabazz International Charter School to help them see that all of the things they want to do, they can do all those things.
Yes. They
don't have to do just one.
You don't have to do just one thing.
Like, what was her name? Aisha.
Aisha, yes.
A-I-S-H-A-H.
Mm-hmm.
Aisha has been teaching me a lot.
Oh, yes.
This young lady is so talented. She came up with the most interesting questions with our interview this week with Curtis Cooper.
Yes.
Regional sales manager for WGCI, and they interviewed them like they were pros. Like they did.
I'm like, ooh, they know something in this. They were rattling off them questions. I'm like, okay, they got this thing.
Yeah.
No auras in there. They were on it. Yeah. listen to their interview. I'm like, oh, that's a good question. Oh, that's a good question. Oh, that's a good question. You know, I'm listening, learning stuff myself. Yes.
That's why I say I go there. They don't know it, but they're teaching me all the time. They think I'm teaching them. I'm just teaching them one skill. They're teaching me about life skills.
Yes. And the minds of young people, when a mind is open, you know, they think of questions to ask that, you know, we don't ask because we think, oh, well, you know, that's a dumb question. And so we won't ask it, but they'll ask it. And then we think, oh, I'm glad they asked that. Now I know. Yes.
Not as bad as you think.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a crazy question. I wonder what would happen if I posted online that I'm, you know, crazy thoughts come all the time. I'm just sharing, so, you know, mm-hmm. don't go there with me. But the thought just occurred to me. Why would a senior citizen register for class at an elementary school?
Because they want to learn some things that they know they missed when they were that age, and they want to go back and learn.
What could you have possibly missed in elementary school? How to share.
Ooh. Yeah.
Everything.
That is true, because that's
except,
what children
except the temple.
Learn.
Except the temple. You don't, I mean, you can share the temple with a hug, but you don't.
Otherwise, this is mine. But, you know, but just things, you know, because we get brainwashed with the ideas that there's not enough, and I don't want you to take mine. You know, mine. And we get stuck there as grown people. And
not yours, you just can't use it.
I think that's the thing. And where do we learn that? In kindergarten, isn't that where you learn how to share your blocks? You share, because you learn that if you don't share something, it really doesn't have any value. It's just like if you're going to play baseball and you got a bat and a ball, but then you don't want anybody else to play because this is mine. Okay, well, you throw the ball up, you hit it, then you got to run out and get it, and then you got to come back and hit it to yourself again. How much fun is that? None. You know, in order for the toy to make sense, in order for the game to make sense, you need people. And I tell you, okay, I want to play volleyball. All right, I'm hitting the ball over the net, and I got to run over and hit it again. I mean, no, you need people. So we have to look at everything. If you don't have people, none of it makes sense. Even if you got a bunch of food, you can only eat so much yourself.
Right.
Sharing it makes it more enjoyable even to eat it yourself. You know, all the things we do, celebrations or anything, around sharing the experience of eating food. What's it feel like if you, and nowadays, people don't sit down at family meals and, you know, share food and everything. They, you know, you get your little bag of, you know, fast food or whatever and you know, go in your room and eat it by yourself in front of your own little computer screen or cell phone. Whatever. How sad is that? You know, lonely and pitiful, you know, no conversation.
Oh, and speaking of food, every week we go out to feed the homeless.
Mm.
You see the smiles on people's face when we show up, like Willie Wilson.
Wow.
You should see their faces light up. I felt so bad one day this week. You know, Asada gave me all those clothes. It's like, I can't keep riding around with all those clothes in the car. I got to go get rid of them. I only go do that one day a week. But I think I went on Wednesday or Thursday, I had to get the clothes out of the car. And the lady said, no, I don't need any more clothes, but do you have a plate? And I didn't have a plate.
Oh.
And I felt so bad that she needed something.
Oh.
And I had the privilege of giving it to her, but not this day.
Mm.
So I had to go and have a conversation with myself. It's like, maybe you don't want to go down there twice a week because you don't want to disappoint anybody. Just wait till you got some food in the car and then go. But then, you know, the voices are going around in your head and it's like, you know, you shouldn't have went down there and you didn't have no food.
Mm.
But they said they needed clothes. They needed something. Even if you don't use the clothes, you can put them on the ground and you can sleep on them, and then, you know, at some point if you need to wear one, you put one on and go do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a conversation that's going around in my head. So I just had to share that. So don't beat up on yourself. I'm telling you that so I can remind myself that.
Yeah, well, you know, now that you mentioned that, because I had a whole bunch of potatoes and I made this great big pot of potato soup. But it's just me and my mother here, and you know, we're not going to eat that great big pot. So I've got these to-go containers, and I'm thinking, you know, maybe I should just take it out there and just give them, you know, some hot soup, because it's really good soup.
On a cold day,
yeah.
Trust me, they will appreciate it, because it didn't dawn on me until it got cold.
Mm-hmm.
In the summertime, we were feeding them McDonald's.
Because
it was something quick and easy.
Yeah, easy. Yeah.
And I thought about it, I was like, after a hamburger and fries, you hungry in the next hour.
Yeah.
And then the donations keep coming in, and someone suggested, why don't you give them a meal? And I'm thinking to myself, restaurants are expensive. You know, $15, $20 a plate, that's not going to get a whole lot of meals. We got dozens of people to feed.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought came, you know, I talk to myself sometimes, so, and I answer them, so I don't feel bad about talking to myself.
Hey.
Well, just say some food. But you can't cook, Zelda. Oh, okay, that might be a problem.
I go online and get recipes all the time, you know, as I do my potato soup.
I got a what do they call it? What's the word I'm looking for? Anyway, Tony can cook. I can't think of it. He loves
a chef.
Yeah. But it's his day off and he don't really want to cook. And I thought, I tell you what, you tell me how to cook it and I'll cook it.
Mm-hmm.
And over a period, I was terrible at cooking rice because I like beans and rice because in my mind, when I'm hungry, I know beans and rice will satisfy me.
That will fill you up, yes.
But like,
yes.
I know they stick of beans and rice, so I was very grateful when Deborah donated the greens and the macaroni and peas and something else. And baby, you need to know, I'm learning to cook that rice. I burned up about 4 or 5 pots, but I know how to cook it now.
Well, that was a learning experience. So yeah. Now you know not to turn up the pot so high or not to walk away while it's cooking and then the water all boils out. I mean, all the things that made it burn, you know not to do.
When you're not a cook, you don't know that you can't operate a computer and cook at the same
time.
Oh,
I've burned up enough pots to learn that, yes.
Oh, okay. Burn up some pots.
I was cooking tea one time. Well, I was boiling water for tea. And then, you know, trying to multitask, doing something on the computer, and didn't realize the water had boiled out and, you know, burned up the pot. So, of course, my friend that was with me as I was boiling the water now is laughing. She can't go. She burnt water.
Thing was burning.
He burned up the water. So, yeah.
Well, I know how to cook.
So, yeah, I learned it.
It wasn't funny then.
It was not funny. But I learned, do not do something else when you have a pot on the stove.
No.
You know, and I've had to learn that several times, you know, because you keep thinking, oh, I'll just do this for a minute, and then you get distracted, you get involved, and you forget that you have a pot on the stove.
Yes, and it's so easily to get distracted.
Yes, so I've learned.
Don't leave the pot on when you leave home.
Oh, never. You're going to come back to a charred house and a fire department out there put with the hoses. No.
If you have a house to cook.
If you have a house to cook. Yeah, that's always my nightmare, that I'm going to forget and leave something on and burn up the house. I was going to an event, and I was halfway there. It was downtown. But I couldn't remember if I had unplugged the iron after I ironed my clothes. And I'm sitting there, I'm like at 55th Street, you know, you're trying to get downtown like Randall, and I'm at 55th Street, did I unplug it? And I just turned around and went back home, you know. And of course I had unplugged it, but I hadn't remembered if I unplugged it.
Right.
So just the anxiety of it, thinking, okay, the iron's going to heat up and catch fire to the curtains, and the house going to burn down. I'm coming out, and, you know, come back, and the house is burnt down, and, you know, the fire up.
Executive producer of the Female Solution, a house is burned down. Hear on the news on onaireverywhere.com.
That'd be it. So, yeah, that would have been it. So I said, let me just turn back around. Yeah, so, you know. You have to,
Well, we want to show some of this talent before we leave today. So
Well, let me take a break, and then you can pull it up, and we'll come right back, And we want to show some of this talent.
Right. There's a lot of.
Yes. So let's see now. You might need to send it to me so I can pull it up. Well, we'll be right back. And so you all just stick and stay. Don't stray away. If you are on our switchboard or if you're listening online and want to join the conversation, just call us 515-605-9325. We'll be right back after this quick break. So stay with us.
Stick and stay.
Don't stray away. Be right back. Stay with us.
Yes. Hi, I'm
And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection. Somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs. And our audience members are people shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
And we are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. And we are excited because we have been preparing our young people to present themselves across the world. Now, you've been able to see some youth, and we've had a chance to share with our listening and viewing audience.
There it is, that's right.
Some very talented young people who are able to, show their talent. Now, let's see, we most certainly,
these kids are called ghetto kids. What country this is, I mean, I know it's on the continent of Africa, but I'm not sure what country it is. See, they don't, well, I should say they didn't send it. Yeah. They are,
Why don't we just play it? How about that?
Yes, let's play it and
let it speak for itself. Now, for those who are watching, you can vote on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the lowest and 5 being the highest. You let us know what you think about the ghetto kids from the motherland. Here we go. So we don't get blocked. Can we put up the sign that says we do not own the rights to this music because I do not want to be bothered with love?
Well, let me
know
put.
What I'm talking about.
Yes, those people. Well, we will put that up so it is clear.
Yeah, we
so
do not
we don't have
music. This is their music. We're just playing it for them because they are in a contest. And see, these are some of the issues that you have when you're running a youth program online. If you don't own the rights to the music, you're going to get some. What do the children call it? Pushback. I don't know what they call it, but I think that's what they call it. Pushback. And we don't want that, so we just simply.
Okay.
Provide.
So we'll just let you all know we do not own the rights to this
music. As a matter of fact, we're going to leave that up there for all the time while we have the children up there.
Okay, there we go.
Okay? Here we go. The ghetto kids from the motherland. And look at this little sister. Okay, now I can start over.
This kind of makes me think of, like, you know, we used to do the Soul Train line where each person get up and do their little thing. Yes. I wonder if it came from something like this. You know, we never know the origins of our things we do.
I want to re-entire those knees. Okay, I just have to say, I hope we enjoyed that.
And that was the ghetto kids. Yes.
All right, y'all, 1 through 5, and send those votes in before midnight tonight.
Oh, let me put up where to send it to.
HLNTVshow@gmail.com. HLN as in higher learning, it says higher living, higher loving, higher learning. But it's HLNTVshow. But if you see that, yeah, said it right. See that HLN right there? HLN. HLNTVshow@gmail.com. So a 60-second video of you. It doesn't have to be a whole 60 seconds, but no more than 60 seconds. A video of
HLNTVshow@gmail. Okay. All righty.
And that, and you can also send in another 30-second or 60-second video of yourself, introducing yourself, how old you are, what country, city, state, country, planet you live on. That's about it, your name, your age, and what country you're called, you're auditioning from. And you send that to HLNTVshow@gmail.com. Now, I'm going to pull up that was the ghetto kids, number one. And these are the Asian children. We have moved over to another continent. And we are looking at children. And I really love this one. And the last one we saw was on Instagram, too. And this one is on Instagram as well. We want you to see that. Excuse me, if Naima would be so kind to pull that up.
All right. Let's see.
This is the B-boy dance. And these are the Asian children. and it's called the B-Boys Dance. And remember, you're judging them on originality. Does the what they're doing fit them? Does it fit their personality? And how well did they execute it? So that's what you can judge them on, and if you really liked it. And
all right.
Here we go. This is the B-Boy Dance, and take it away.
Oh, no, that's different.
How does he do that?
Interesting way to move your body.
Is where you send your points, one through five.
Mm-hmm.
You're voting one through five.
Email.com.
Send to hlntvshow@gmail.com. So that was contestant number two, the B-Boys.
And
contestant number one was Ghetto Children.
Mm-hmm.
Contestant number two was B-Boys. And
B-Boys.
You know what's interesting? Can you remember what was that? That dance was called a robot. That's kind of coming back, and it's done even differently because you know there's like a mechanical thing where people are able to do some really strange, robotic kinds of movements that look like real robots because we're seeing real artificial intelligence. And they have mastered that look where they really look like those real machines, mechanical mannequins that move, stuff like that. But, yeah.
I don't know if this child has a chip in him or not because he moves just like a robot. I don't know.
Some of it makes you think. I've seen people, like they'll pose in a store window like a mannequin.
Yeah.
And you won't even know that they're real.
Like the gold man or the silver man on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah.
You would not know that he was not real. Until you walk by and did something dumb and he reached out at you or
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, so we're seeing some interesting comebacks of some dances like that, yeah.
Now, speaking of interesting, this one is not movement. It is art.
Oh, an artist. So, well, let's take a look at an artist. Ooh.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
This young man, he says, I made this plastic elephant from used bottles. It's a great idea, and I'm waiting for your feedback.
Now, I'm going to tell you how my brain works. I looked at that, and I said, you mean that elephant stood there and let him do that? It didn't occur to me that was not a real elephant.
I mean, look right here where the eyeball is. Doesn't it look real?
It looks so real. I'm like, wow. Now, that is talent, because I'm thinking, wow, that elephant, let him put those balls, put that decoration on his ears. Oh, my. Duh. But, that's how real it looks.
That is not what we think it is. It is something totally different. Can you imagine the amount of time,
patience,
probably days or week.
Yeah.
But see, that's the advantage these children have over us because they in the villages where they live, not everybody has a cell phone.
Right.
So if you don't have a cell phone, you need to depend on your creativity,
mm-hmm.
not a cell phone. You can depend on the genius of your own inner artiste and develop your own arts and crafts. And that's what this young man did, because I was looking at a movie. I watched a lot of international movies, and I saw one from, I think it was Namibia. I don't know if that's South Africa or...
Namibia. Yeah, I think, let me just look it up. Namibia.
And the young man was offered a cell phone or a car. And he chose a cell phone over a car. And I just thought that was just the strangest thing. And the way he explained it was, if the car breaks down, the car needs gas, it needs oil, it needs a mechanic. And any of those, and my parents are old and feeble, and they can't do anything. If anything, we need to be in touch with the clinic, to monitor their health.
Wow.
So they go, no, give me a cell phone. You can keep the car.
Wow. Now that was an intelligent choice.
Yes, from a child.
Figuring it out. Yeah, this car, it will need things I can't get, but this cell phone can connect me to everybody that has what I need. That's intelligence.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, let's see. It says Namibia is a country on the southwest coast of Africa. It is one of the driest and most sparsely populated countries on Earth. The Namib Desert is the west, and the Kalahari Desert is in the east. And they're separated by the Central Plateau. So now we know in Namibia, yes, it's southwest coast of Africa.
Namibia. And there are so many countries on the continent of Africa that you forget that it's not a country, it's a continent. And within that continent, is a ton of countries. I mean, hundreds of them. It's like, oh, my goodness. Anyway.
Yeah.
If you want to vote, he is the African child from Namibia with the bottles.
Yeah.
1 to 5. Now, if that ain't genius, I don't know what is.
I know.
Excuse me. So, get those votes in as I pull up the next one, which
mm-hmm.
is another little Asian girl who has taken dancing to the next level. I just love these little babies. what their ethnicity is or where they are simply, they're just doing things that we didn't do as children.
Yes.
And it just fascinates me to see how they grow and develop. Are you ready?
Yep.
You all put those votes in, 1 through 5? Okay, you're ready. So let's go to, I'm not sure how to pronounce her name, or this, what's it called? Raja, something like that. Anyway, I apologize, but you'll enjoy this. Here we go.
All right. This is number 4, Raja. Uh-oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Wow. Somebody been watching Usher.
And Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson.
Yeah, for sure.
She got it. She said, you little boy, they ain't stopping nothing. I can do this too.
Oh, look at you.
All right. Okay, you see.
You know, hip hop dance is taught in college now because my niece is, you know, that's one of her careers as a dancer, and she I remember she was taking hip hop class, and then of course, you know, she was part of a group that they performed in like New York and you know a couple other places, and Like, okay, this is now an art form that came from the urban communities of America, and now people overseas are mastering it.
Wow.
Yes.
No idea.
Yes. We invent stuff, and then it's studied, and then it's put into an art form, and their methods and rules and you know, ways of doing it, and you have to learn it and study it, and you know, I mean, it's so I am seeing so many Asian people that are mastering hip hop dance, and it makes you think just how powerful we are.
Yes, it
in
does.
Influencing world culture.
Yes, it does. And this little lady. Oh, wow.
She got it. She got some moves.
Dynamite.
So that was
Dynamite.
Contestant number four, Raraja, mm-hmm. number four.
And we're going to have some more dance. I got so many dance videos this time.
Yes.
But, hey, if they send them, we'll play them. And these are not children on this one. These young adults have taken hip-hop to the next level. So let's go see what they have to offer. Well, actually, did I pull the wrong one up? Yeah, that's the wrong one. Let me go back and pull up the right one. And that's this one. And they are from another country in the motherland. And these young men, excuse me. Here we go.
And where are they from?
Let me get rid of that so I can pull up the right one. All I know is they're in the motherland. Let's see if we can figure it out where they're from. So, let's see. Moses Onyango, wherever that's from, I'm not quite sure. That's Moses.
Now, is that the name of the person?
Yeah.
Onyango. Yeah, let's see where. Okay, well, now let's see.
Moses somebody. I really messed up that last name, but Onyango. Moses Onyango. Let's see what they have to do. Oops, sorry about that. Here we go.
Ah, looks like, was it gymnastics?
Where's my audio? And why do you want to, there it is up there.
Acrobatics. That's a very popular song, too.
Yeah.
I know. Now that is skill. So we've got some acrobatics for act number five.
Acrobatics from the motherland. Yup.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, they're hanging there. Oh, wow.
Wow. How cool is that?
Ooh.
Well,
wow.
You can, but.
Here we go.
While you're scoring between numbers 1 through 5. I'll put Moses. Oh, what do you think? I think it's original. Definitely original. 1 through 5. 1 being the least and 5 being the highest. Get those votes in to hlntvshow@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
1 is good, but 5 is better. So you let us
know. Yeah, 5 tops and 1 it is. Yes. Ooh, that was a good one. We're going to take one last break and come back with some more. And if you all are enjoying this, we want to hear from you. You can write in your comments, and of course if you're listening, well, we want you to watch as well as listen, so you can go to the Female Solution on Facebook or YouTube, or also on Air Network. You can go to the Media Connection TV on the On Air TV network, and you can also see, and of course, I think we're also posting on the Higher Learning Network. Make sure we share it on that.
Yep.
And we want you to vote. So go to hlntv@gmail.com and send in your vote. And if you've got a comment you'd like to make, if you're on our switchboard, just press 1. We'll open your mic and get your thoughts. We've got young people from all over the world that are showing their talent. And we're voting for who is best, because on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, every fourth Saturday of the month, we award scholarships and prizes to those who are showing some tremendous talent, and that's teens, tweens, and tots. So we'll be right back after this last break. So stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment. So just stay with us.
And enjoy the music.
Enjoy.
It just fascinates me.
Yes.
I wish I was there.
I
see the sun and the clouds and in the background. There, everybody.
I see how he nailed that jump right on him. Just nailed it. One jump.
And backwards. And back.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Now that is balance. And, ooh, now see when he let go. Oh, now see.
And they're holding on.
And they're holding on.
They are holding on.
There's got to be some physics laws they're demonstrating right there.
Yeah. Now, they're going to show me and watch him climb back up. Look at this.
Jump.
Just effortlessly. I said, if there's such a thing as reincarnation, I want to come back at somebody's knees.
Somebody's knees.
So I can roller skate again.
Oh, there we go. Wow. There we go. Yes, that is balance. All right. We're gonna take a quick break and be right back. So
I just couldn't get enough of that one. That was wild.
Yeah, it makes me wanna jump.
Jump.
We'll be right back. So stay with us.
I can't wait for you.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, and if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is greatness. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. three black moms.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
And we are back. You're listening to and hopefully watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. This is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest that is now the Teens, Tweens, and Tots Contest, because we've seen some Teens, Tweens, and Tots today. And we want to remind you to make sure that you vote. We're about to bring up contestant number 6, I believe this is. And so tell us about what we're about to see.
Prepare to be entertained, as you may have not been entertained before. How about that?
All right.
So if you are ready, be prepared to vote, because here we go.
This is number 6.
Me, hands on it, me, hands on it, me.
Got that move. Look at this. And where are they from?
Hyper Kids Africa. Not sure what country.
Hyper Kids.
Yeah, it's called Hyper Kids. And look at the little DJ.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute.
He has a hat on, has his headphones on, and a make-believe DJ bus.
Wow. Now you
what
know they.
When you don't have a lot of material things. You have to depend on
creative.
Your own.
Yes.
Look at these children.
They have not let not having things stop them at all.
We got imagination, babe. We can rock the world with a cup from cardboard, okay?
Yeah. Marsh Noble says, love it. Yes.
Yes. Thank you so much. That's Martha. That's my girl from, now I'm having memory moments, right? Every third Saturday of the month, we have the Jazz and You Music and Education event from 12 to 4 p.m. on 3520 South Ellis. And it's or I should say for senior those who appreciate jazz, because we have a lot of youth.
Jazz is popular now with young people.
We grew up listening to our parents' jazz. So.
Yes, we did.
The same thing. So, Marsha. Conducts that, and Marsha is also working on bringing that and other activities, in which I'll be posting on our blog, and I'll pull it up later to show it to you. But thank you so much, Marsha.
Right. Thank you, Marsha.
Letting us know how much you appreciate that, and we appreciate you too, because honey, that being with, that's my game. I don't go to the club, I don't do that dance, I don't need to walk like that no more. So that's why I had to hit that treadmill in the morning, baby.
Because they travel more. You know, if you live on the Asian continent, every other country is just maybe a couple of hours away on a plane ride. If you live in Europe, you know, you can get to other countries by train, you know. I mean, it's just so simple. And so they're connected more. America's almost like an island. I mean, we got Canada to the north and we got South America, but it's kind of separated by water. So we don't really have a sense of being connected to other countries the way other people do. And I think that's the difference in the way we see the world. We don't feel as connected as other people, and we don't interact as much. And I mean, this is supposed to be a melting pot because different people come here from different places and sort of share cultures. But everybody's kind of still in their own little space, you know. So it's different, yeah.
And speaking of different, if you'd like to see something different, tune in more often, and I promise you, you will see just that. Now, this young man, oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know if, I think I better, you know, anytime when in doubt, do without. That's one of these, but this is a young man who is a speaker, and it takes talent to be a speaker. So I thought our children could benefit from this. So you let me know what you think before you judge, so to speak.
All right. Well, listen and think about what you want to give this person, and this certainly is something different. Okay.
And this is a male child speaker, and he is ready to teach us some things. So this is from JKSL, and this is original audio.
The things we complain are the good things. We grumble about having too much work when others don't even have a job. We complain about waking up when others don't even have a reason to live. We mourn about gaining weight when others don't even have food to eat. Every day, the Lord gives us so much goodness in our lives. All we have to do is open our eyes and give thanks. I remember God loves you.
How about that?
Now that was quite a message, and you know, it makes you think, because when you think about people not being grateful for what they have, or you know,
because we're always comparing ourselves to others.
Yes.
And that is the kind of thinking that will keep you thinking that you are in lack, that you need something. You don't need anything but oxygen to move forward. That's all you need is some oxygen. So keep that in mind the next time you think about what you don't have. Think about what you do have. You have air. Someone somewhere is on a respirator or has respiratory issues and cannot breathe or needs help breathing. You have to have a girlfriend breathing. So if you have a clear way of getting air in and out of your body, you're already ahead of the game. If you can hear, you're already ahead of the game. And if you can see just a little bit, you don't even have to be able to see it anymore because there's so much audio that's available. And you would have that too. So stop judging yourself against what others may have, because what you have is a gift from the inside. The Creator gave that to you. All these other material things, and there's tons of them, and we see the commercials every day, but you can't buy your health. You cannot buy a lung.
That's
like you
right.
Go on Amazon and buy some headphones. You can't buy a lung, you can't buy a heart, you can't buy a liver, a spine, a spleen, a gallbladder, a pancreas. You can't buy any of that. So just give thanks. Stop complaining and start giving thanks.
That's right.
And watch.
If you're breathing, just give thanks. That's right.
And watch what happens. You will have a whole new experience. How about
yes.
that?
And Marsha Noble says, thank you, sis. And she says, I'm available for you for whatever you need. That is great.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yes.
And this is the female solution. It's all
That's right. She says, bless this young man's gift to speak wisdom. Yes, he is speaking powerful wisdom. Yes.
What preacher man is this? Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are some old souls on this earth right now. They're coming into this world with wisdom to share with those who've been around for decades. And what comes out of their mouth, you say, oh, okay, this is an old soul that's here with a purpose.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
He is definitely on his way somewhere. I don't know where. He's on his way up. That's all I know. All
right. So that was contestant 7.
That was number 7.
Number 7.
And his name is JKST_3.
All right.
Okay. Let's get ready for number 8.
Wisdom. All right.
And if you're in the mood, if you're not in the mood, we're about to put you in the mood. So you can pull that one up, Naima.
All righty.
And we will continue with the Global Virtual Tween and Teen Tween and Tot Contest. Well, this one is not. This is just for you to enjoy.
Let me pull up how you vote, because we want to make sure that you all send those votes in. Yes, and of course, she reminds us that this was
the Dramatics. That Dramatics. You want to go. That's old school, baby.
That was. You know how you hear those old songs, you remember who you was in love with at the time, all that? Yeah. Yes.
That's number 9. Please vote 1 through 5. Send those votes in to HLNTVshow@gmail.com. Get them in before midnight or they may not be counted. So people, you know, we have a tendency to, you mean, you want to right now, you may as well vote right now. Just send them in right now. HLNTVshow@gmail.com.
So now that was that one there, that was number 9 with I Want to Go Outside in the Rain. And let me pull up.
The name of that contestant was called Storyboard, but we just called it In the Rain, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. Yes. So I think we've got time for one more, and of course, we want to remind you all of where to vote, and we're going to pull this up so you can make sure you send it to the right.
Now, this,
HLNTVshow@gmail.com. There we go, right at the bottom of your screen. Send your votes 1 through 5 to HLNTVshow@gmail.com. There it is.
Okay, y'all got that? It's the Global Virtual Teen, Tween, and Tot Contest. Tween, and Tot. Now, if you're ready, here's the last one.
Number 10. Get ready.
This is number 10. Let's make it happen. And this is a younger man, an older man with a younger child. And if you are ready for the last contestant, let's let it rock. You don't know that when you're young, because everything works properly.
Yes.
And look at it, she's keeping right up with you.
Sure is.
Keeping right up with him. That was contestant number 10, y'all. It was it's from Chop Daily. That was the name of the video, Chop Daily. It's the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Every time you see one of these, and if you see them, excuse me, you think that something would be apropos to show on the Global Virtual Teen, Tween, and Tot Contest, send it to us at HLNTVshow@gmail.com.
Right.
You can vote now, 1 to 5.
That's right. So that one we just played, we don't own the rights to that music, but that's all right, because we got a right to share it with those who said they want to be a part of this teen, tween, and tot global virtual contest. Yes.
Right. That's why it was on in the first place, because, excuse me.
Now, they can also send their videos to HLNTVshow@gmail.com, correct? Yeah, one minute, 60 seconds to show your talent.
Yes.
So, yes, that's, we've got 10 folks. Cast your vote, and I guess we're going to hear the contestant on Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks this coming Monday. We'll see. I know who my favorite was, and we'll give you all a chance to share yours. And Marcia says R&B classics. Yeah, you know, we've heard quite a few R&B classics today. And, you know, that's the thing. A lot of that old music is coming back. I'm hearing a lot of it being danced to, new dance moves to old music.
Can you come up out of here?
Yes.
Okay, this is not part of the contest, but I want you all to hear this because, you know, at the High Learning Network, we work with our unhoused community. And someone sent me this of a homeless couple.
Wow.
And when you hear this, you are going to be knocked off of your socks. So while you are voting, I'll give you a little music to listen to.
Music to vote by.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So while you're about your vote, let's do it.
Uh-oh.
Virtual team, tween, and top.
Yes.
Contest.
That's right, on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. So tune on in tomorrow. We'll be right back with Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. And, of course, we're going to start our week all over again on Monday morning with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. So we want you to tune on in and always have something in your mind that you can share with the global family, because we are all one. And we are appreciating all of you. And we're going to once again bring our message to our global family and just give you a greeting as we go. And
before we do that, Naima, can I show a 30-second promo with these kids?
Oh, absolutely. And Marsha says she's going to vote. Love this moment of talent. All right. Wonderful. Marsha,
you
looking
Marsha
for your vote?
We appreciate you. This
That's right.
So cute. I couldn't go on without this.
Oh, yes.
You've got to hear this. If this don't make your day, something wrong with you. It's called gibberish. They're talking to
each other. Hey, but they understand each other. That tells you something.
Could you believe that? Say it again.
Mm-hmm. So I have seen babies do that, and they know exactly what each other is saying. The adults are going, what? Hey.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
I said, we're not part of the top, but it was funny.
Hey, I'm telling you, they was having, they said something, too, because it was deep. Yeah, you heard some emotion in them words. All right. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And wherever you are, whatever you do, remember to continue to shine your light.
And give thanks.
And give thanks. See you soon. Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning at 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdrastuytse. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network called 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.